Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Let's do it, man. Black Monday, right? Sure, Black Monday. 888-808-1019. We're going to start with the Giants. Of course, we'll talk about the Jets. What happened to the Knicks? It's not over, just one loss. We'll talk about the Yankees rumors. We'll find a way to talk about the Mets and maybe the Rangers. Actually, let me get this Devils game on in here as I'm getting situated. I was watching the Knicks post game in here. Devils lead 1-0 over the Kraken. Woo! Need a win desperately. 888-808-1019. If you didn't get a chance to call in today as a Giants fan, please call me and tell me something. If you didn't get a chance to express how you feel today as a Giants fan coming off of that season, 100 years of New York Giants football. Like, there's so many people that love to talk about George Steinbrenner rolling in his grave. There's so many people that like to invoke George Steinbrenner's name talking about the New York Yankees, who always win. They don't win the World Series every year. No one does. But they're always competitive. They don't embarrass you unless it's the fifth inning that we can't live down until they win the World Series. But, like, you understand what I'm saying? There are a ton of Giants fans that are also Yankees fans and Knicks fans and Rangers fans. And it's just a different vibe, a different feel, a different bar for the New York football Giants. And there shouldn't be. 888-808-1019. They're part of the laughing stock of the league now. And it's hard for me to believe that next year they're not going to be tankathon part three time. Like, it's hard for me to look at the schedule where I saw a post today about they have the toughest strength of schedule. It's hard for me to look at that and not think that these guys are going to be picking top 10, maybe top 5 again. The Giants are stuck on stupid, and I feel like John Mara is just old, tired, restless, needs some Unisom, is having trouble sleeping. I like that he was able to return a joke with a joke. I'm glad that he was able to, you know, be the butt of the joke. And that's what I'm saying. They're a laughingstock of the league. Like, I'm glad he was able to take that joke and then prepare one for the media today when asked about Saquon Barkley trolling him in the Unisom commercial from that clip, off-season Hard Knocks, where he said he'd lose sleep over Saquon going to Philadelphia. You know, John Mara laughed it off, said he called Saquon and said, you could have at least put me in the commercial. Had me tossing and turning. There's some acting chops in my family. Well, you know what used to be in your family? And I guess maybe you're a prisoner to your own decision-making. Used to be, hey, this isn't good enough. You got to go. After a year, 2 years, whatever it is, not good enough. There's expectations here in the greatest city in the world. There's expectations here in the Garden State, East Rutherford, surrounding areas. Giants fans are all over the world, as we saw them go out to Germany and embarrass themselves this year. There's expectations here for just how the organization is supposed to be viewed, how they're supposed to handle themselves, how they're supposed to operate. And there's been a comedy of errors under Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, and they still survive. I hadn't seen Brian Daboll smile in a press conference all season. That little rascal knows he got off. He know he got away with one. He's got 9 lives. I saw Jordan Renan put out, just how rare is this opportunity for Brian Daboll to get a fourth year after winning just 3 games in year 3? It's happened only twice since 1980. History made, Giants fans. In 100 years of the New York Giants, you got a coach that wasn't prepared to have a healthy kicker earlier in the year. You have a coach that was supposed to be this quarterback whisperer, supposed to be even Joe Shane today, which we're going to play some cuts. Joe Shane today talking about how he believes in Brian Daboll from his time at Alabama with Tua and Jalen Hurts to his 4 years with Josh Allen in Buffalo and him evaluating quarterbacks and how they had great evaluations for quarterbacks that turned into something elsewhere. Stop right there. I don't want to hear about your evaluation for a quarterback that goes on to be coached by another coach, not be in your building, and succeed elsewhere. 888-808-1019. I don't want to hear about your, you know, you don't have any regrets and you wouldn't change anything. That's the one that really rubbed me the wrong way from Joe Shane today. You know, when they asked him about his evaluation of quarterbacks and how the team has handled the position, he says he wouldn't change anything, and he goes back to, you know, we win 10 games, Daniel Jones in the postseason and wins a playoff game. Please, please. When you evaluated Daniel Jones originally, and I know he was hurt, but when you originally looked at the guy, not only did you not pick up his rookie option for a half, I've said this so many times on the radio, his rookie option was $22 million. Not only did you not pick up that $22 million, you brought Tyrod Taylor in to compete with the guy and made it almost easier for Tyrod to get the, like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, get the locker room, get the guy, like, just in case you brought in Tyrod Taylor that had more career starts, more of an NFL career. You brought in an NFL-ready backup. Follow me here. That was your first year. And you're working with a lot of the Gettleman guys, right? You inherited a lot of Gettleman guys. And then, of course, you want to create your own team and your own image. Man, I have a screenshot of Shane's first two drafts. Man, this guy is saved by this last year's draft, this past year's draft, for a team that won three games. I can't be so impressed that you were able to pick guys, which I gave him credit during the year. But, like, he's surviving off of the fact that this draft class had Malik Nabers, Tyrone Tracy, Theo Johnson, Drew Phillips, Tyler Newbin. Yeah, they were playing on a glorified college team. His first two draft classes were cheeks. 888-808-1019. And, you know, Giants fans came to love some of those players from the Gettleman era. And he got to choose which ones he wanted. And he did a good job with getting those guys under fair contracts, not ridiculous deals. Andrew Thomas, Dexter Lawrence. But man, if you can't admit fault on the Daniel Jones decision, what are we talking about, bro? You got too much of an ego, maybe too much pride to say, I wouldn't have changed anything. You can come out and say, I would have let him test free agency. In hindsight, maybe we shouldn't have given him that contract because you know what, Joe Shane? Like, as you open up Hard Knocks driving through New Jersey, pretending that you don't know how to turn your dial to 101.9 WFAN, cap, big cap. It's a lot of lies. It's a lot of lies. You gave Daniel Jones that contract after a season where you were carried by Saquon Barkley. And there are a lot of Giants fans that love Saquon, despite where he was picked in the draft, whatever. You can make up all these things about, okay, yeah, he wouldn't have been doing this here. And, oh, I don't care. Their philosophies, this is a group of guys that live on philosophies that haven't worked here. Maybe they worked in Buffalo. Maybe they worked in Carolina. But your philosophies of, oh, well, you don't pay a $40 million quarterback to hand the ball off to a 12-minute, miss me with it. Because now Giants fans have to watch Saquon Barkley rush for 2,000 yards, probably could have broke the record against them, and might be on his way to the bowl, might be on his way to the Super Bowl. We might have to watch another Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl and hope that they don't win. 888-808-1019, and you helped in that. Some of that blood is on your hands. All pros like Xavier McKinney, Leonard Williams, Julian Love, or Sterling Shepard, or even some of these other guys that disappeared that aren't here anymore, they were part of the fabric of that locker room. Tommy DeVito came out and said so much. Just losing Saquon and Shep, you lost major guys in that locker room. And how come you didn't trade these guys away to get some value for them? Right? I feel like these guys live on their own principles and theories that haven't materialized here, right? I understand wanting your own guys, but damn, you missed on so many guys in the draft. the first couple years and the year that you had success, like a lot of that can be attributed to David Gettleman, who so many fans ran out of the building, who so many fans didn't want here, who so many fans were loud and vocal about, we need football people, not family. This guy sucks. I remember Giants fans didn't even want him to get a proper send-off, didn't even want his family to be on the field. So you mean to tell me now, John Mara stuck with these guys who have a terrible record, who completely mishandled the Daniel Jones situation from giving him that contract where literal teams and players across the league took it out on the Giants. Remember the 49ers laughing like he's not a $40 million quarterback? They paid this guy? Remember Kayvon coming out and speaking and other Giants speaking about, yo, like Saquon is that dude. They didn't pay Saquon? They paid him? Because they have these theories that, oh, well, it's the quarterback. Yeah, when you have one. And you haven't had one this whole time. 888-808-1019. I mean, they traded and got Kadarius Toney out of here. Good job. But what did Darren Waller do besides drop an album somewhere in Weehawken rapping by the water? You know, they fumbled the Nick McLeod situation, which caused a riff in the locker room. And, you know, you go out there and you bring a Brian Burns in, which that was supposed to be the big move to make the fans feel better about Saquon. Spider-Man in New York. It was a lot of hype. Three wins. He couldn't affect winning. Maybe he'll be better on a better team next year. You know, maybe I hear John Mara talk about bringing in him and John Runyon and Jermaine Illuminor. And they're the laughingstock of the league. Bill Belichick got on Monday Night Football and said, yeah, they used that money to go get a guard and not pay Saquon. Your own guy. Once a Giant, always a Giant. Who vocally spoke about wanting to be here. Paul, you see that? Are you watching the Devils game? Marky just gave him the stick up. the Kraken tied the game 1-1. If you're watching the game, Markstrom just went in between homie's legs with the, with the high stick. Anyway, let me finish my rant here on the Giants. We're going to get to the Jets. But damn, a 2022 Coach of the Year award, a road playoff game, has bought Brian Daboll so much time. Gerard Mayo somewhere like, you got to be kidding. One playoff run, one good draft class. Because when you go back and look at the guys that they missed on the draft, like even like Jalen Hyatt, what is his purpose? And they're talking about him today. I know he wants to be out of here so fast. He's a vertical guy. Yeah, I remember that was a book on him. Actually, one of the Dallas Cowboys scouts said he's like a one-trick pony. All he can do is, you know, run verticals. If you don't got a quarterback that can make the throw, what good is that to have? But yeah, I look at all of the mistakes they made. Even having Hard Knocks. The Giants never wanted to be on Hard Knocks, and they never were. How do you okay being the first offseason Hard Knocks where you let us into your building for intimate conversations about the future of your franchise? You should have let us find out about Tommy DeVito the year before in camp, or you know, some other nonsense story out of camp of a fringe guy that was going to make it like, I knew they were cooked when they had those red jerseys with the tan pants. What GM actually okays a team in 100 years to go out with those? I would have said, wait. We had the cool jerseys from the 80s and 90s last year. Like, do we have to do this? So I just look at the Giants as completely stuck. John Mara rather just continue to sink with these guys because he had a revolving door of coaches prior. 888-808-1019. John Mara will continue to sink with these guys because there is a theory out there that we need the quarterback of the future. I feel like these guys have probably talked that man down so much. And I think his personality, as we saw from Hard Knocks, he's the damn owner of the team. Robert Kraft came out today and said, it's on me. I put him in an untenable situation. But at least he's out there saying, like, yo, you know they're going to try and hire Mike Vrabel. Gerard Mayo was the heir to the throne. Literally handpicked. Successor to Bill Belichick. Won a game for him, lost the first pick, they kicked him to the curb. At least Robert Kraft, a successful owner who's got multiple rings, is up there saying, yo, this is on me, but you gotta go. It's not good enough. And there are Giants fans that are sick right now. You know why? Because they blame these guys. They blame the state of the franchise on Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, and they gotta go through not just another year, folks. at least another 2 years because those guys signed five-year contracts, and they're going to try to draft their quarterback of the future at three or maybe move up a pick. We'll see how it all shakes out. But today, let's deal with the immediate. The final results are in. Three wins, the number three pick in the NFL draft, a smug-looking GM and a coach smiling because they know that in any other city in the entire country, they probably would have got canned after this. But they got by with a nonsense season like that. They got by with fans not showing up, with fans being embarrassed, losing for 10 weeks. Some terrible play calling. Some terrible decisions. You were done as soon as you shut down a healthy Daniel Jones. Everybody across the league, anybody that watches football knew. You're not even going to Drew Lock. You're going to Tommy DeVito. Please. One home win, zero wins in a division, 10-game losing streak. And that's who's going to lead you into the future. That's who's going to pick this next quarterback, groom this next quarterback. That's who's going to fix all the holes, patch this thing up, and make the Giants a winning team in the next year. It's not happening. I'd bet everything on it that they don't have a winning record next year. It doesn't happen that fast. 888-808-1019. It doesn't happen that fast. You can't win in your own division. Your own division is going to be tough. The Eagles, who might go to a Super Bowl. Jaden Daniels, rookie of the year, who's going to come back next year and be better. Dak Prescott will be healthy, and the Dallas Cowboys will go get another receiver. Hopefully it's not Tyreek Hill. Congrats to the Jets making another receiver just absolutely cop out and quit. So much so that Tyreek Hill changed his picture to Antonio Brown putting up the peace sign, leaving MetLife Stadium. I'm out. 888-808-1019. I'm going to break, but there's so much more that I'm going to add to this. I'm not a Giants fan. I'm a football fan. I'm not a Jets fan either. So there's no angle for me here. This is me observing. This is me watching. This is me understanding that, you know, heads have rolled for less. It's Black Monday. A lot of coaches are fired every year today. And three wins coming off of what? Six wins last year and just... not having a don't tell me about them evaluating quarterbacks and all that nonsense. You had the worst quarterback room in the league. Tim Boyle took snaps for you. You tried to sell us on a sequel to Tommy DeVito. We knew it wasn't going to work. Drew Lock is not a good quarterback. Oh, but you know, people tell you, well, look what Brian Daboll got out of Drew Lock. Look at what he got out of Tommy DeVito. Look what he got out of Tyrod Taylor. Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. Coach him up. Like, that's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to be a quarterback whisperer, an offensive guru. Now they got to trade for Joe Milton or J.J. McCarthy or sign Sam Darnold or draft Shedeur Sanders. And there are Giants fans sick about the whole thing. The Giants are stuck on stupid. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. When I come back, I'll sprinkle a little bit of J-E-T-S. Way to end the season. At least you won the game. I guess in a way you knocked out the Dolphins from playoff contention. Like I said, you made Tyreek Hill quit. Aaron Rodgers gets to ride off into the sunset. At least you got that one, right? Four TDs. He got the record. Looked good. Scored some points. Be done. That's it. But we'll talk Rex Ryan. We'll talk Ben Johnson, Aaron Glenn. Brian Flores is a guy I would like to see come to the Jets. I got till 2 a.m., but let me break it down right now. Dial the number 888-808-1019. I'm taking a bunch of calls so you guys can weigh in. I mean, tell me. I'm not a Giants fan. Tell me if you're cool with this. I felt like this is what they had to do, but it just sucks. And I don't think that, like, doing something that you have to do, you don't have to be excited about it. It's a sign that they're just absolutely stuck.
Your official station to talk Giants. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, quickly here before the next break and update, Keith McPherson on the Fan. I want to take a Knicks call just because I have one. And I know there's definitely some Knicks fans listening that are like, hey, we need some reaction to that. Joe out on Long Island, you get to go first.
What's going on, Keith? I wanted to bring up a topic that I think more people should be talking about.
Karl-Anthony Towns?
Not that, yes, the team's hurt right now, but I on Long Island, Optimum has dropped MSG. And now the only way for me to watch a game is to get in those bleed seats because the tickets in MSG are absolutely out of control.
Did you go tonight? So,
I did not go tonight. So the only other way I was able to watch it was I had to listen to it on AM radio, which is also another ridiculous thing. I don't know what's going on in the sports world with the Knicks and MSG and even ESPN dropping the FM radio, but your screener was saying that you might not want to listen to this and all about the media, but the Knicks need to figure it out. It's been a rough week. They're a good team. They'll get back together. But I think more people should be talking about and how, like, we can't watch the games, and it's just ridiculous. I don't know. The Cablevision, Optimum, and MSG need to work this out, and the prices to games are just out of hand. And that's all I really wanted to say.
Thanks for the call, Joe. Yeah, I know all about it. People are talking about it on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, maybe in the garden, maybe on the train, maybe on the bus, maybe in your group chat. I don't think we'd talk about it so much here on the radio, as we are also media. But I could share my perspective. This is not new. This is going to continue. It's 2025. Stream the dream. I used to work at Fubo TV in 2017. Extremely proud of Fubo TV, as today, there was news that came out. Disney is going to combine Fubo TV with Hulu. Hulu has live sports. Disney TV is going to combine Hulu's live TV with Fubo TV. Now, you know, as someone that worked for the company, Fubo came out as a streaming platform strictly for sports fans. And being a part of the marketing department, the first ever social media manager hired there, I remember being in these early meetings where there was no ESPN on the platform. ESPN has been available on the platform now for a few years. But in the beginning, ESPN viewed Fubo as an abomination, as some type of, you know, fake thing that, like, you can't be the number one streaming platform, over the top, MVPD, multi-channel video, I don't know whether, you know, the acronyms for the streaming services, cord cutting, you know, without ESPN. And it was almost like ESPN, Disney had sworn to never work with Fubo. And fast forward now, you know, I said I worked there 2017, 2018. Just get ready for it, man. There was a time where streaming was cheaper than cable. There was a time where we thought that just paying for your router and your internet service and having the streaming, like, it just is what it is. But about the Knicks, I don't know. Tough one tonight, especially when Orlando, I think, was playing the second half of a back-to-back and resting. I mean, not resting all their guys. Obviously, you guys saw what happened to Jalen Suggs if you follow basketball, but, like, they were without their top guys. Banchero, Wagner brothers, and, you know, they lost last night at home down in Orlando to the Jazz. Had to turn around, fly up here, and play the Knicks in the Garden, and their backups turned it on. And obviously, Karl Anthony Towns warmed up and couldn't go or whatever. I don't know. I just wouldn't. I wouldn't read too much into the loss. I wouldn't panic so much. But I see everybody calling it worst loss of the year. This and this and that. But I'll tell you straight up, don't get your hopes up. They're not winning anything this year. Avery's in Manhattan. Avery, you're on the Fan before we go to break. How are you?
Hey, Keith, how are you? Good to talk again.
I'm good, man. Thanks for calling.
I was at the game tonight. You know, I don't want to read too much into this loss specifically either, because, you know, you can't win every game and everything like that. But my concern just overall is I feel like year after year we've heard the same story from Thibodeau's team. He doesn't have much of a bench, and he's very committed to his starting five. And I get all of that, but it seems that the teams in the NBA that tend to last are the deep ones. And we've seen the same story over and over again with the shallow bench and how the starters, and one guy gets hurt, that's it for the team. And I'm not necessarily talking about this win specifically, but look at what happened on Friday night in OKC. And all year long, when they've had leads heading into the fourth quarter against good teams, at least at the beginning of the season, it was there too. I wouldn't say all year long, but they've had problems closing games out. They're too thin, and I don't want to be fooled again thinking that we can go win a championship with just five guys.
No, they can't. That's why I said, don't get your hopes up. Like, you just, the inevitable is going to happen. Somebody is going to get hurt. It happens every year in the NBA, whether it's the Knicks, which what happened to them last year. They literally ran out of healthy bodies, or whether it's another team. And I know the trade deadline is still upon us. I know Mitchell Robinson's going to come back, but they need so much more to actually get to where Knicks fans want them to go, which is the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't see it as currently constructed.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they'll make a move or something. You know, they tend to do that, and they tend Leon Rose and.
What was the feeling like in the Garden? Because that's one of those games that people are showing up thinking that's an automatic win.
Dead.
Thinking, all right, we can survive this one.
The Let's Go Magic chance.
By whom?
The Let's Go Knicks chance.
Penny Hardaway and Shaquille O'Neal fans?
Well, I was up in the bridge, and the people above me on the second level of the bridge. We're chanting Let's Go Magic. And
oh, those are just random drunk New Yorkers that hate the Knicks. Thanks for the call, Avery. 888-808-1019. When we come back inside the 11 o'clock hour, I'll start taking the Giants calls. Thanks for holding. Dial 888-808-1019 if you'd like to talk to me. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.